dock. At this point, you're kind of on the prowl, so to speak. And you're back down on the docks. Because
prowl.
Yeah. You're back down in the docks, you know, kind of hiding more, like, in the shadows and whatnot, because you really... You still try to avoid being seen, no matter, even if you've got your costume on.
I figured this would look strange to the
and
English.
And you also happen to be next to the...
pub.
Where the bed and rest, or the bed and eat. You two, you're up in your rooms. It's 10 o'clock. Give me a notice check. Of course, you, like a fucking ninja.
I'm not a ninja.
You're not a ninja, but you. But when shit goes down, you are very notice. Okay.
Is Bert being Chinese? You know, you have to listen to all those crazy sounds at night because they might come in through.
Dude, you think I'd be more alert than this, living in the freaking Wild West.
Oh, this is England. It can't be as bad as the West.
True. Please, there's gunfire every night. It's okay.
I'm probably pretty relaxed here, because you know what? Nothing that's going to happen here is going to be as bad as what I've seen.
This is England.
Yeah. No, I'm not walking on wood, because if worse stuff happens, it's more interesting.
Okay. All right, Ivan, once again, you wake up to hear... It sounds like that woman downstairs, and she sounds panicked and like she's yelling to someone. Okay. You walk down in your night attire, and you can see she's going... She's talking to Mr. Worthy. You know, the balding kind of looks a lot like this guy. Yeah, he's... What? My son hasn't returned yet. Okay, ma'am. She's like... He left like 3 hours ago, and it's after 10. I'm worried that something may have happened to him. He's like, oh, we'll call the local constable, ma'am. Thank you. And she kind of sits down there. She kind of sits in the chair and begins weeping slightly. He's kind of doing the... He kind of stumbles outside, and you can see he begins looking for a constable.
Conveniently, Stephen's character is located nearby, or was supposed to be.
He's still loading.
Damn it, Stephen, get a better internet connection.
So your reaction.
I don't know, sugar.
Yes.
Okay, you pat her on the shoulder. You gonna stay down there and wait with her? Or?
Yes.
Okay. After about 10 minutes, in walks Mr. Worthy with a fairly upstanding-looking English constable. He's, of course, got a nice set of mutton chops. And he's wearing the standard constable uniform, which is kind of blue, that's buttoned down with a hat and everything. He's got his baton nearby. He sits down. Hello, ma'am. I'm Constable North. What seems to be the problem?
This is my partner, Constable AFK.
My son, he's gone missing. Okay, what was the last time you saw him? 7 o'clock. Okay, do you have any idea where he could have gone? No! All right, ma'am, I'll start asking around. Miss?
Yes?
Did you happen to see what happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
You speak English?
Yes.
Wow. Are you going to roll his... like
notice.
Notice to realize Ivan's character is messing with him?
Notice is a d4.
He has my notice.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a wild die to go with it.
That explodes.
Right. Is there anyone else here, Mr. Worthy? Everyone else is kind of sleeping at this point. Alright, miss, I will begin looking for your son. I'll start asking around to see if anyone saw him. Oh, thank you so much. Alright, enjoy your stay here in London. Enjoy your stay.
Yes.
Mr. Worthy, good to see you again. He kind of bows his hat and heads on out.
Alec doesn't get to do anything this session because he keeps failing his rolls.
Okay. So, Jessica, you see the constable head in and out after a little bit.
What do I know of constables?
Give me a common knowledge check. That's just smarts.
No, yeah, it's just smarts.
And your wild die. 5. You know that.
Do I take minus 2 of them?
No.
Okay.
Are you clueless?
No.
No.
I thought you got that for common knowledge in the area.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that it's just a local police officer.
Okay.
And you can see that, you know, there are kind of seedy back alleys and kind of thugs peering out of it, like.
Okay. I suppose I'll peek into the restaurant pub, please.
All right. You'll see a rotund, you know, older-looking man who's in his nightgown. You can see a woman in her, you know, early 30s who's sitting there weeping in her nightgown. You can see a small little Chinese woman in her nightgown, and she's patting her on the shoulder going, yes, yes.
So creepy.
Yes. Yes. Alec, can you grab me one?
Diet Pepsi or Dr. Pepper?
Diet Pepsi, please. That's about what you see.
By the way, $2.50 at Hy-Vee if you're...
Oh, sexy. I've got $6 left in my budget this week, so...
There's a door there.
Lies. Dirty, dirty lies. Or, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. To stay or to follow the constable? She's crying. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh. We're in a place that's not Copper District. The first floors have windows.
Yes, they do.
And they might even have glass.
Okay. I suppose I'll try and follow the constable.
Constabulary.
Okay. So I can at least listen to see what he's doing.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check as opposed to by his notice.
No.
3. He will not notice you.
Okay, so Defender wins in this system.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry, you just need a standard target number 4, because he's not actively looking for you.
Yeah, well, highest roll was a 3.
Okay, so after a little while, he'll kind of look back in your general area. Doesn't look like he quite sees you, but he probably knows you're following him at this point.
Probably. Okay. I just want to see what he was doing. Hmm? Try and listen in if he's asking around.
He was for a little while, now he's just kind of...
What was he asking around about? For my noise.
Yep.
5.
I seem to be asking around about a boy.
A boy?
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Boy, yeah.
Boy.
About 12 years old, yay tall, brown hair.
I know we're killing on your notice.
Hmm.
No.
You have a D6 instead of a D4.
No.
You need a D4. Okay,
so at this point, what are you going to do now that he's kind of noticed you?
Can you open the door behind you, Andre? It's getting kind of warm in here.
I suppose I'll head back to the pub, as I'm going to call it.
Okay. You sneak on off. He doesn't really know where you go. Alright. You're back at the pub. At this point, you've probably gone back to bed. The mother is still sitting up, though.
The mother's is always staying up.
I'll just keep an eye out, see if he does return.
All right.
Which kind of pop can I steal?
Either
one. Now I feel
They're
bad.
They're all mine.
I'm like, oh, the mother lost her baby.
The mother lost her cup.
He lost her cup.
Well, it will start getting towards the daytime, and you will have, or just before dawn break, you will have to get back to. You'll have to get back to the house, and you will easily scurry back in. Give me a stealth check.
Two.
That will be bad.
Can I go in through the front door?
Yes, that would be bad.
How about a 2?
That will still be bad.
There we go. 4 and a 5. Or
an 8. Nine. Okay, yeah, you're fine.
You walk up the front door, you're like, wait a minute.
Jake.
Wait, it might be a good idea.
No, wait.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it.
I don't know where they hide the key. Oh, it's under the flower pot. Wait.
Just climb back through your window.
All right, well, you know, morning will roll around at this point. Good night's sleep. You're a bit tired. You're not going to be up until at least noon.
Mm-hmm. I'll blame it on the different time changes.
That's right.
It's good not to have to sleep on a boat anymore.
Hey, I will eat my breakfast if they bring it to me. Then I'll go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's what you do. All right, so you two. What are you doing? It's now, you know, 7 or 8 in the morning. You've had your breakfast.
I suppose we'll begin to ask around the dock, see if anyone knows about the man
Marcus
that I'm looking for. Did they give me any sort of photograph or a...
You have his description.
Oh, okay.
Would it be streetwise to gather information by observing, by basically going around town looking
for people? Streetwise is the way that gather information is done regardless of its source. So, yeah. It'd be streetwise for both.
Great. I have no streetwise.
So it just means you have a minus two.
D4 minus two and a D6.
Minus two as well?
Minus two.
I do a streetwise to try to find who. And I do a streetwise to... Yeah, who.
Who?
Yeah, who. and a streetwise to find the closest factories.
Okay.
I got a 3.
All right, so you spend your first hour going, hey... Hey, you!
This is actually... That's actually... I rolled a 5, so net of a 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't get anything the first hour.
You need to roll a 6.
Do I even... Oh, wait. I get... The D4 can explode.
Yes. You got a 5.
Both die.
Okay, so...
to explode.
You ask around about who. And someone actually saw him, because there aren't a lot of, you know, Chinese people that come through here.
Awesome. That's a Chinese one.
Yeah, you know, I saw this, guy who looks a bit like you. He was talking with this Prussian, clean cut, black uniform.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not going to work since you've actually asked him questions.
That's why I said, how am I getting it through observing?
So yeah, you hear him talking about seeing, there was this weird Chinese guy, and he came in and talked with this Prussian. They sat there for like an hour, and they broke just about every damn bowl I had in the place. Oh, I understand how that goes. There was this one time that a Scotsman got drunk in here. Oh my gosh.
So I'm also looking for a Prussian. And do I roll again for trying to find the nearest factories?
I got an 8.
Oh, okay.
On the second hour.
Hey, you! Oh, wait. Maybe I should be somewhat polite.
Hello, ma'am. Or hello, sir.
No, howdy, sir.
Room's oh, look, an American. How quaint.
That's cute.
Oh, you're looking... Oh, yeah, I remember seeing him. He looked shady.
Just a bit, ma'am.
I remember seeing him down in the docks area, and he was standing on one of the piers, and he was talking with this blonde guy in a black uniform. They went off together, and I didn't have the guts to follow them, but they headed off together somewhere.
You have no idea where they went, ma'am?
Further into East End.
So asking about East End would be the next best. Well, thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Am I talking to a guy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, ma'am. That's all.
What?
Obviously, I was talking with a Scotsman. And he was wearing a kilt.
It threw you off.
All right.
But it wasn't old enough to
next
you.
For you two.
So I head into the East End to ask.
Continue asking around, see if there's been a Prussian and an American.
I do a look for a Prussian with a black suit.
Okay, yeah.
Not on my first check.
Hold on. Now let's see if Ivan does it. A 4?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, there was this Prussian. He has a hotel somewhere over on the West End, but no one really knows what hotel. But he's been meeting. He got into London not too long ago, and he's already met with an American man, an Englishman, an Indian and a...
Chinaman?
Yeah.
Very diversified company he keeps.
That's why people know about him. They're like, so a Prussian, an Englishman, an American...
Walking to the bar.
So, but no one knows where they went. They do know they're here and that they've met, but they don't know where they are.
Good. You get 5 on my second check.
Okay. And then what are you doing for your next check?
Try for again for nearest factories, ones that probably look like they're hiring.
Okay, sure thing.
Aggressively.
You're rolling four.
7. Oh, yeah, sure, there's a textile, and I'm sure you'll just fit right in.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, pay's great. It's a shilling a day.
Yes. I walk on over there and try to look for any clues of that guy's been there.
Okay. So, then in that case, give me an observation.
Do you speak English, or...
Yes, he does.
I actually do.
she's just playing it off.
He has to be asking questions after a point now. Because I don't know how often...
You probably have to go factory?
Hiring?
Factory money, yes?
Yes, yeah.
You want to go,
yes, yeah. Landing! Hell, hell!
You open a crate and there's a Skaven?
Yes, yeah.
Open barrel, Skaven.
Alright. Give me a notice check.
Unfortunately, I open a crate. Nerdling. 3 over 4. 6.
He has not been in towards the factory area. You get to see the wonderful incident of a woman having one of the little thread torpedoes go through her hand, and she goes down screaming and whatnot.
Yes.
A shilling a day? All right. It's about noon, and Jessica, you're waking up at this point.
Oh, no check for me.
What'd you get? Oh.
That got us 5.
Oh, yeah, 5, and you were looking for...
I was looking at... They headed into the East End, so I was asking around about the Prussian and the...
You know, they've seen this guy. It's kind of weird, but you get basically the same thing as him. He was hanging out with an Indian... An
Englishman, an American, a Chinaman. He's got a hotel on the West End, but
no one really knows where they are or who they are.
So, now I know I'm looking for a Prussian.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And an Indian man, and a China man, and an Englishman.
So our counterparts are together?
Look,
we're kind of screwed here.
We've got to have an evil adventuring party to work against us. I mean, one of them is going to become a vampire, another one a werewolf, another one a psychic, and then evil wizard.
You roll out of bed at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Take the next hour cleaning yourself.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, take the next hour grooming yourself. So what are you guys doing for another hour?
I have long hair. It needs to be taken
care of. I'd be a streetwise to try to find the hotel that the Prussian in the black suit is owning.
Staying it.
I thought you owned a hotel.
No, he just stays there.
Okay.
I'm going to go see if the inn we're staying at serves lunch.
Yes, they do.
Okay, well, I'll go have my lunch then.
Alright. The Chelsea Hotel. It's a high-class, ritzy place. On average, they charge £2 a night. In order to even get inside the building, you have to be of status.
It's not like that's going to stop him.
Walk back to my room.
You walk back. Lunch, ma'am!
Yes?
Quail stew!
Yes. That's what it is.
Yes! So, you think I'm handsome? Yes?
Where's the beef?
There's no meat in here.
I suppose I'm also going to try. I'm also going to spend some time trying to see if I can't locate
someone who needs something done for a little bit of extra cash.
All right. So basically,
I
you guys.
I would pay for next clip.
You guys are probably going to spend until probably about nighttime trying to just do an odd job
to make enough money so we can continue.
All right.
I want to explore the city.
Mr. Goldsworth takes you on a tour of all the important places, not the east side where these guys are staying. Mm-hmm. And this is Big Ben. It's big.
Why is it called Ben?
Well, you have to name it. You know, why not name it Big Ben? I guess we could have named it Big Timothy, but I think Big Ben sounded better. You know, the why double
not,
B.
Why not Big Clock?
That's just... You don't call people clock.
Well, it's not a person, it's a clock.
Well, it's got a face.
It's actually got four.
Oh, yes, thank you. It's got four. This is my friend, Wadsworth.
Pleasure to meet you, man. Yeah.
And Kathy said you on your side, going, honey, men have to name the giant phallic symbol something after themselves.
Now, see here, that's no way for a woman to be talking.
Shush.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me take you shopping.
Ooh, I like that.
Indubitably.
Indeed.
Indubitably. Alright, go ahead and give me... Honestly, just give me a vigor check.
So that's a D8 plus a D6?
Yeah.
Or in my case, it's a D8.
You're used to this.
So, 16?
16.
She is Chinese. I'm sorry for all the Chinese people.
Please don't send me hate mail.
I didn't say it.
You're all very hard workers. All
right.
That's what I mean.
All right. So, at 12, you actually managed to find some work. Basically, you did some like part-time work helping move stuff.
Yeah, I figured I'd help unload boxes or something. Since
or how about, do you have repair?
I have a D4 repair, yes.
Okay, so you help fix up like a leaky radiator and they pay you 3 shillings.
So 3 shillings is 1.15 pounds?
Yes.
Okay.
You, apparently, you know, you actually managed to do some housework for some really nice people. Mm-hmm. And they paid you 4 shillings.
Yes.
Yes.
So 2 pounds.
Point two. It's 20 pounds, or 20 shillings per pound.
Oh, okay.
Nice, dude. You're up to 0.3 pounds.
How do you feel sharing a pink pencil with another man?
Just fine.
All right. Hold on. Let me quickly draw this out. Okay. So as you guys are walking, kind of, but both of you guys are walking back towards the bed and rest, going, "Oh my gosh!" You're out since it's now nighttime. You're kind of out patrolling, kind of doing the looking for La Tigra. You guys can go ahead and give me a notice check. You have a plus two. You have a plus two. You guys both have plus one.
Five.
Okay, so that's a five. You succeed.
Oh, thank goodness. For once, I actually succeeded on my check. Apparently, I'm not so tired.
As you guys are... Kind of, you guys are in the St. Catharines area, and these are like, this is a little back alley street, and these are some shops, these are the alleyways, of course. You guys can hear what sounds kind of like a scuffle coming from down there, and since you now have direct line of sight, you can see a very well-dressed Prussian in a black outfit saying, shut him up, and you can see that there's this Asian guy sitting there who seems to be helping him out, and over here you see Marcus.
Okay.
Ivan, you hear the scuffle and you can hear in a thick, you know, but hushed Prussian accent, shut him up! You as well.
I don't know, do I recognize Prussian?
a thick accent. Better? Okay.
And I will crouch and start in the porch where I see someone.
I suppose I'll begin. Let's see. You know what? I'm just here. I'm American. I begin walking towards the.
American.
Ivan.
Mm-hmm. I try to activate my what's it called?
Effluxion. All right. You succeed with a raise. That means a minus four to hit or shoot you, but at this point they go, "You fools, we've been found." Silence them. And this is where we start up on initiative.
I go fast. There we go, I go fast.
She has
speed. She can't get below a certain...
Do you have quick?
No.
Prussian... Thugs. Okay. Alec, you react first.
As a queen.
Suppose I've got to, look at this. What's his last name?
Barnes?
Well, if it isn't Mr. Barnes, I didn't expect to see you all the way. What a small world it is.
Don't you have a small farm to be taking care of, Mr. McDonald?
Well, I would. But unfortunately, I've been asked to take you in.
Go to hell.
Now, please, why don't we behave like gentlemen? Just come on in. I don't want to have to fight. I don't want to have to whoop your ass again.
Why don't you just take a stick and stick it?
That didn't even make sense, son. God, you're thick.
Both of you, shut up! Keep holding.
I do not understand this conversation.
Shut up already!
What is he doing with the stick?
Alright, let's see. I'm outnumbered 3-1 as far as I know.
You can take him.
There's a woman coming, but...
I'm outnumbered 3-1. You're outnumbered 3-1. Oh, look, it's... another woman. I'm outnumbered 3-1. Let's see. Do I have any orders about combat?
Keep it to a minimum, but if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
I'm shooting anybody important.
Yeah. It's the rule of any police engagement. You know what? Try not to shoot them, but if they're gonna kill you, shoot them.
They look openly hostile.
Oh, yeah, they look like they're about ready to kill you.
Alright. I aim for the Chinese guy's leg.
Alright. Since you're doing a called shot, go ahead and make your shooting at a minus 2.
Okay.
Do you have quick draw?
No.
Okay, drawing your gun is an action. You can fire if you want, but that's a minus 2 on your action for a net of minus 4.
I just draw minus my gun. And do I have to make...
Minus 2 for calling for a leg, minus 2 for already taking another action.
I have to make parry. Call parry, don't I? No. I'm thinking...
Warhammer Fantasy.
That's right.
No. Basically, everything you do is an action, and doing multiple actions...
Except for moving. You can move up to your pace.
I'll stay where I am, I guess, because moving up seems like fairly...
Okay. And hand me your card.
Not a hard, by the way.
I already turned...
Oh, no, her? Yeah.
I was going to say, I already opened it. All right. Jessica.
I would do the same. Can I draw and aim, or just draw?
You can just draw.
Okay. I was just curious what...
Aiming is an action.
Okay. And it takes a full round, correct?
It takes your action.
Okay.
You can move and aim, but it takes your action.
Okay. And I will just draw my pistol as well. And stay where I am.
You draw and stay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next is the misguided minions. These two lower him in, and one of them goes down with him. He'll both of these guys have knives, and they're going to stab you.
Or try to.
Let's see. Fighting is a d6. Alright. First guy takes a stab at you. What is your parry? Because I got a 5.
5.
Okay. Now, so, who successfully hits you, and then since he is fighting with him, he gets a ganga bonus of +1, and he gets a 3, but that's not going to cut it.
So what exactly does parry do?
That is the target number that they're looking for.
In melee.
In melee.
Okay.
So parry, they need a 5 or better to hit you.